have in the most passionate conservative on radio. Talk with him now at 877-381-3811.
Todd, Davenport, Iowa, Sirius Satellite, go.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Todd.
Greetings. Thanks for taking my call. And
yes,
and with regards to the discussion about non-interventionism or isolationism that I heard earlier on your show, I was inspired to call in and just ask a couple questions to bring three things up. One, Pat Buchanan's book, Day of Reckoning, talks about the ledger of our assets and liabilities globally and how we're over.
I have an idea. Why don't you just give me your opinions and thoughts, and we'll have a discussion.
Fair enough. No, I'm here to be enlightened. Trust me.
No, so go ahead and ask your questions.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to do is bolster the other gentleman's call when he called in and said we shouldn't police the world. I tend to agree with that based on...
We're not policing the world.
Okay, we're not policing the world. All right.
Are we policing Zimbabwe? Are we policing Venezuela? Are we what? I know about Afghanistan, but where are we policing exactly?
Policing the world is a euphemism for a overbloated military-industrial complex.
Yeah, we don't have a military-industrial complex.
We don't have a military-industrial complex?
No, we don't have a military-industrial complex. You know what's interesting? Under Eisenhower, almost 50% of our budget was spent on defense, slightly under. Do we spend 50% of our budget on defense today?
Have you read Buchanan's book, Day of Reckoning?
No, why? I've read a lot. Do I have to read that book?
Will that
book fix it for me?
Oh, it'll fix anything for you, Mark. I just think it's an interesting point. He makes an assertion.
I've asked you to make your argument. You've brought up his book twice. You can bring it up 10 times. Make your point, because I just said to you in response to you, we're not a military-industrial complex.
Well, that's you're saying
we are an increasingly socialist country that is hollowing out the military, and I'm very concerned about it. Meanwhile, you want to argue that we have a military-industrial complex.
I also believe that we have a real challenge with our military when we can't even audit the books of our own military. You're familiar with that whole debacle, right?
What do you mean we can't audit the books of the military?
There are.
You know, Mark, you're familiar with that, aren't you? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that the DOD has not had an audit of its accounting.
Sir, go online and look at the GAO. There's report after report after report about Pentagon spending. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what I've watched on C-SPAN with regards to congressional...
Forget about C-SPAN. Educate yourself. Go ahead. Go online. They're there. The GAO. Hello?
Preparing for an audit, that they won't even be ready for an audit until 2018. What I'm trying to assert, Mark, is that, I mean, do you think that we're an efficient military?
Now, listen to how dumb your question is. Do I think there's no waste in the military? Of course, there's lots of waste in the military.
Excellent.
There's probably lots of waste in your budget at home. There's probably lots of waste in every company in the country, every state budget, every federal budget. What does that have to do with the point? You asserted we're in a military-industrial complex. I said, no way. We spend a smaller percentage of our budget today on the military than we did under Eisenhower and JFK and Richard Nixon. Our problem isn't a military-industrial complex. It is a socialist-industrial complex. That's the problem.
When you bring up the percentage...
Get out of here. You're not even listening to me. If you're going to be a mouthpiece for Pat Buchanan, I'll just bring him on and do his America hating. Why do I need you? Why do I need a third-tier Pat Buchanan? You know, military-industrial complex. These guys throw these phrases around. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Military-industrial, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a military-industrial complex. That's why we're cutting the Navy to under 300 ships. That's why we won't spend the money on the SDI. That's why we have our Army at World War I levels, actually below. That's why we're cutting R&D, this military-industrial complex. Yeah, we're really out there. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, the communist Chinese and the fascist Russia... And all the rest, they're exactly right. We're the problem. The Islamo-Nazis are all around attacking us because of the United States, because we've provoked them. Of course. Communism is spreading because we've provoked them. Russia's back because we've provoked them. See, this is the sick, pathetic mind of these neo-Confederates, and they sound like the leftists. They sound like the old George McGovern types. There's never been an audit of the Pentagon, right? That's how we never know about the overspending there. Or the overspending in other places. Well, I guess we shouldn't spend then, right? Look, somebody's going to have to stand up for men and women in uniform. It'll be me. Somebody has to stand up for the Pentagon and our defense and military personnel. It'll be me. It won't be the kooks on the left, and it won't be the neo-Confederates. I tell you what, it's just amazing. Just amazing to me. And they're flat out wrong. Well, I didn't read Pat Buchanan's chapter on this Saturday. Oh, well, I guess I'm uninformed. You know, what the hell? Let's continue, shall we? Let's